Hello and welcome, everyone. My name is Reverend Margaret. And let me put you on the right setting so that we can hear each other. Hello.
Hello.
Are you out there?
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello. We have a great group today. Welcome to the September monthly meditation. My name is Reverend Margaret Mallott, and I'm really excited to be here. The meditation title is Wind Down and Tune In, Embrace the Slower Pace of Autumn. So just to get the most out of your experience in this meditation today, I invite you to find a quiet place to be, a comfortable chair to sit in with both feet flat on the floor. And feel free to take a moment if you need to move into a quieter, more comfortable space. So during this meditation today, there will be a few clairvoyant tools you get to play with. If you've been to a monthly meditation before, you know that these tools include a grounding cord and a gold sun. And I'll explain how to use these during this meditation. And we'll use them in a way that is in the theme of the meditation today, winding down and tuning in and transitioning into that slower pace of the autumn season. So what we're going to do today is we'll use these tools to release energy that's no longer needed in your space that you're ready to release. And we're going to also release the energy from the summer season so that we can ready ourselves for the upcoming season and bring in more energy that's more attuned to your body and soul. Welcoming the energy that really matches your rhythm and the rhythm of the season. So I'm going to go ahead and mute everyone, and we'll get started. Okay, so you can just wiggle and snuggle in your chair and close your eyes. Feet on the floor, you can sit straight in the chair, just getting the energy moving. Maybe take a couple deep breaths. And you can imagine that we're all sitting in this global auditorium together as if we were in person. And you have plenty of space to move through this meditation at your own pace and doing what works for you, going as fast or slow as you need to, just being in your body. So I invite you to find that space right behind your eyes. And this is a quiet place of stillness within you where you get to be and use your imagination. And just right behind your eyes in that quiet space, you can use your imagination by creating a mental image picture of a grounding cord in front of you. And a grounding cord is a line of energy. You might see it as a tube-like shape. It could be something like a hollow tree trunk or a waterfall or a beam of golden light. Could be even something silly like a unicorn horn or an ice cream cone, whatever works for you. But you're going to go ahead and just imagine placing that grounding cord that you've created in your mind's eye underneath your seat, attached to your seat, like the back of your tailbone there, as wide as your hips. And just allowing it to grow all the way down to the center of the planet. It's almost like you're sitting on top of this tube and it's connecting into your tailbone there, nice and wide. And all the way down to the center of the planet, it stays the same width. and allows your body to feel safe and grounded and comfortable, and allows you to release any energy that isn't you, that no longer serves you. Yeah. You can allow your grounding cord to be a bit wider if you want, allowing it to move through the foundation of the building beneath you, through the layers of rock and granite and crystal and lava to the center of the planet. You might imagine the end of your grounding cord gently sinking and rooting itself into the earth slightly as it finds its way to the center of the planet. And if you're not sure where the center of the planet is, no worries. Your grounding cord has a homing device and it knows exactly where to go. And just allow your grounding cord to be nice and wide from that root chakra at the tailbone all the way down to the center of Mother Earth. And you can imagine giving that grounding cord permission to start releasing for you. Any energy that no longer serves you. And you don't have to use effort to do this. Just imagine it's happening, and that's good enough. The grounding cord knows exactly what to do, and it's there to work for you. You can just sit back and relax and know that it's releasing. And you can start by allowing your grounding cord to release the busy, frenetic, well, sometimes frenetic, often playful and vibrant energy of the summer season. It's a wonderful energy. But as we ramp down into fall, sometimes we can overdo it with that energy and not even realize it. In the human world, this busy energy, this do, often has to do with travel and vacations and lots of activities and adventure. Summer season is often a season of doing. And likewise in nature too, the energy is ramping up and moving outward. The energy of the sun is radiating its warmth to help plants and flowers and trees and really all living things to thrive and be in their most fertile state. Of course, the days are longer. Yeah. So there's longer days, which encourages more activity for longer. But there's a lot of busyness. You may have heard of the term busy bee. And in the summer season, the bees are indeed busy. They're buzzing around, popping in and out of one flower to another. Birds are busy. They're having more time to gather food, and you might hear them chirping and hear their calls late into the evening. Crickets also, you might hear them all throughout the evening, all throughout the night. The energy in summer is just buzzing and moving and expanding. Yeah. And sometimes this energy can prompt such a high level of activity that we go on autopilot and we don't even realize we're overdoing it. So, especially as we step into a new season, the fall equinox, during which nature's ramping down and the days are once again getting shorter, you might notice your body needing more sleep and wanting less activity, just desiring to be more and do less. As we make this transition, as you invite your body to make this transition, feel free to let go of any of that busy, buzzy energy that's built up in your space over the summer that's no longer needed because we're in a new season. You can just let it drop down your grounding cord and be recycled into Mother Earth, knowing that's happening. Okay, take a couple deep breaths if you want to, and just allow your body to release those energies. Allow those energies to leave your space. That summer energy is ready to release. And as we enter into the fall season, you may also be aware of the wave of energy that tends to build up at this time of year as students go back to school and maybe work projects ramp up. You might be aware of the energy connected to sports that tends to happen this time of year, whether you like to watch sports on TV or play sports, or you have kids who play sports this time of year. Maybe you've noticed the energy of people starting to prepare for the upcoming holidays of the season. You may have even noticed decorations or items for sale in the stores where you live or online that symbolize some of the upcoming holidays of the fall season and kind of rev up the energy to get people to buy stuff related to these holidays. You can just let all of that go, all of that energy. It's a lot of activity. And it's seasonal activity. But it doesn't necessarily follow the rhythm of nature, which is the ramping down, the inward focus. So just let go. Just let go of all of that. It's a reality of this season, but you don't have to take it on in your body and in your space. You can just be observant of it and release it rather than holding it. You might notice pressure or tension that's built up lately dropping down your grounding cord right now. Yeah. You might notice a lot of energy releasing, like a waterfall down that grounding cord. Yeah, that line of energy from your root chakra that's as wide as your hips and stays wide all the way down to the center of the planet, where Mother Earth recycles it into nourishing neutral energy for all living things. You can just continue to release that busy, buzzy, go, go, go energy that you're done holding on to, that just stresses you out. You can just let it go. And breathe. Your body doesn't have to hold on to that anymore. And just notice any other energies, maybe external energies that want to pull your attention and awareness away from you, away from just being. Any energies that distract you from your natural rhythm. Yeah. In the northern hemisphere during this phase of the fall season, many plants and flowers are ramping down or already dying off. There's maybe a chill in the air as the days become shorter and there's less light. And with this winding down of the natural cycle, you might notice some other energies in your space, such as emotions. Maybe some emotions are coming up, such as grief or sadness or a general heaviness or slowness. You can let those go. It's okay to feel those and then release them. Any other emotions that you might be holding on to that you're ready to release? Maybe you're not ready to let go of the summer ending yet. You can release some resistance. Or maybe you've taken on other people's emotions. Maybe there's this vibration of demand. Push harder. Maybe some pressure. Maybe other people's pain or grief or sadness. Once you allow these emotions and vibrations to release down your grounding cord, you might imagine them as heavy barbells or weights that use the power of gravity to effortlessly fall away. You can just let it go, let it all go. Any vibrations that are too light or too heavy for your body, or the vibrations that are too swirly or too buzzy, like a high voltage electrical current, you can just let those release down your grounding cord. Nice. Wow. So much releasing happening. You might be aware of it. You might not be. That's okay. Just know it's happening. And as the slower pace of the season approaches, you might be resisting the projects in front of you, the to-do lists, other people's demands and expectations that you maintain a high level of productivity and overall activity. You might be resisting that. You can allow that resistance to flow down your grounding cord. You can also allow anyone's demands and expectations to flow down your grounding cord and just release those. And as you release these energies, you might notice your body starting to relax into its natural rhythm. I invite you now to tune into your body. What is its natural rhythm? At what rhythm and frequency does your body want to be right now? What's most in alignment with your body? Maybe your body naturally enjoys a more vibrant flowing energy like a wave cresting. Or maybe your body enjoys a slower pace, more like the pulsing energy of a sea anemone or the systematic, predictable ticking of a clock. Or maybe your body likes a faster rhythm, like a race car revving up, or a slower putt-putt meandering rhythm, like a trusty old pickup truck. Notice the rhythm that best suits your body. That your body is just naturally settling into in this moment. Just tune in and notice your own natural rhythm as you breathe and relax a bit more deeply into your body. There you go. As you do this, you're welcome to invite any other energies that don't resonate with your body's natural rhythm to fall away, down, down, down your grounding cord and into the center of the earth to be recycled. And as the natural world winds down and draws its energy inward, so too can you. You can give yourself permission to wind down and tune in, even if the world around you isn't giving you that permission. It might inspire other people to do the same. Nice job. Wow. Seeing so much releasing happening. As you enjoy just being in your body in this moment, you're invited to ask your body for a message it has for you. Just tuning into your body, having a short conversation with it. Maybe it has a message for you about a need it has or a desire it has, like a walk in nature, or a bubble bath, or a hard workout, or building something. And you can give your body what it craves later today, if you want, or tomorrow. You can make a promise to it. Okay, I will give that to you later at such and such a time. Or maybe your body has some wisdom it wants to share with you about your current life circumstances. Maybe it might have a message about slowing down or taking more time to reflect each morning when you wake up, doing some yoga or whatever it might be. Or maybe it has another message for you. I'll be quiet for a minute to let you tune into the message your body has for you. invite you to, after the meditation is over today, maybe you want to write down that message that you received from your body. For now, you can just place it on a shelf next to you. Just imagine a shelf there or under your chair. You can take it with you when you leave today. So now that you've released some of the energies that don't resonate with your body's natural rhythm, you're invited to replenish with the energies that do resonate with your body's natural frequency and rhythm. Yeah, so you can start calling back your energy from anywhere you've left it using a golden sun. Sometimes it's really easy to leave one's energy in other places, and we're going to use the gold sun tool to call the energy back, your energy back. So you can imagine a golden sun, a big bright golden sun above your head. Just imagine the rays of that sun stretching out and gently gathering up your energy from wherever you've left it. And you don't have to know where that is. And this gold, this golden sun attracts to it your own energy, your frequency, your natural rhythm that is very healing for the body. It feels good in your body. So just from right behind your eyes, you can just imagine a golden sun above your head. Those rays of the sun stretching out and gathering your energy up. Maybe you left your energy in a project from this past week, or a person that you interacted with recently, or in your car, or computer, or phone, or maybe in the weekend, the upcoming weekend, or a vacation coming up, or a project coming up, or maybe you left your energy in a conversation, or with a family member that you've been thinking about. You don't have to know where the energy is coming from or where you left it. Just let the rays of your golden sun call it back. And you might see your gold sun getting as big as a pumpkin or as big as the room you're in, or even maybe as big as the moon. Calls your energy back. You might see that it gets bigger and brighter. You can also let the rays of the golden sun above your head gather energies you'd like to bring in that especially resonate with your body during this time of year, that bring it back into its natural rhythms. Energies that bolster you up, that allow for a new way of moving through the world during the fall season. Stillness, quiet, calm, joy, freedom, maybe abundance. Maybe humor, playfulness, or lightheartedness, or courage and strength, determination, wonder, ease. There's any number of energies that you could invite into that sun that help you transition into this new season. Maybe you don't even know what energies you want to bring in or that are coming in. No worries. Be in the stillness. Just be in the stillness behind your eyes, and just simply allow the energies that are most in tune with your body to sprinkle down into your golden sun. Yeah. That golden sun is for you. You're welcome to take the message you received from your body earlier off the shelf or out from under your chair and place it in that golden sun if you want to. You can take a moment to acknowledge your body and acknowledge the message it gave you. And yeah, celebrate that connection, that tuning in. So now you can look up at that huge, bright, shimmering golden sun and reach up with both arms if you want to, and gently bring it in through the top of your head, or just imagine it flowing down through the top of your head and letting it melt down through your head like warm honey or melted butter. Allowing it to fill you up from head to toe, washing through the inside of your head and down through your neck and throat, down through your arms, all the way to your fingertips, down through the tops of your shoulders and your upper back, your chest, down through your belly and abdomen, your mid back and low back, through your seat and hips and down your legs, all the way to the tips of your toes, and maybe even some down through your grounding cord. Allowing that goal to fill you up, letting it even fill you up on a cellular level, maybe, or each organ getting some gold, letting it soak into the bones of your body and in through your skin. Wonderful. You can take a couple deep breaths if you want to, just allowing yourself to receive more of that gold more fully in your body. Maybe you feel enlivened, nourished, full, or balanced. As you've been able to let go of that which is not aligned with who you are and brought in that which is aligned with who you are and how your body wants to move through the world. That you can welcome this season with your vibration, your rhythm. That's creating more of what you want in the way you want to create it. And when you've filled in completely with that golden sun, you can gently stretch your body and bend over and lightly shake off your head and shoulders and open your eyes. I'm going to unmute everyone. And sometimes after we do all that releasing and replenishing, the body likes to make a sound. So notice if your body would like to make a sound, and together we can make a sound if you feel called to on three. Ready? One, two, three. Nice. May it be with your blessings, Great Spirit, that this meditation for September is now complete. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for being here. I have a few announcements before we close today. The Clairvoyance Center of Hawaii offers this every month, as you probably know, as well as some ongoing workshops and healings and readings. There's a couple exciting workshops coming up this week, in fact, that we offer each month, the female energy workshop and the male energy workshop, taught by some fabulous teachers. And there's readings, of course, that you can register for on our website or call the center. You can check out our schedule of events on our events page. And another exciting series that we offer regularly is the Clairvoyant 101 6-week series. That's coming up Tuesday, October 4th at 5 o'clock, taught by Reverend Patty Lazeline. This is a class where you get to learn and play with a bunch more magical tools like the ones you explored today and that you can use in your daily life to create what you like, what you want in your life, and set boundaries with your energy in some really healthy, fun, creative ways. So if you have any questions, feel free to stay after the call tonight, the class, and I can answer them for you. And email the center anytime with questions you have or comments. And we thank you so much for coming today. Wish you a very nourishing, enlivening fall season. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Bye-bye. Aloha.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.